This week on the Nature Stories podcast, producer Jake Warga goes to Ethiopia to try to take the perfect picture. I'm Samantha Brown with Atlantic Public Media, curating this podcast in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Each week we bring you pieces about the intersection between people and place. Up now, the perfect photo, produced by Jake Warga.
Years ago, I stole a National Geographic from my dentist's office. It had an article about the Kingdom of Aksum in modern-day Ethiopia. I took it for the photos, of course. Beautiful stone churches carved out of ancient rock, like the photographer traveled not just in space, but time. There's a two-page spread of a stone church in Lalibela that, according to the caption, was sculpted over 800 years ago. I've been taking pictures for a while, but I decided that if I was ever to become a professional photographer, I had to take the same photograph. I brought the article with me to Lalibela, Ethiopia. It's Lent, and everyone squeezed inside stone churches to pray. Priests read by candlelight, and oil lanterns flicker on the walls. There's no way of telling what century I'm in. It's like walking through an ancient illustrated Bible. At first, the incense is overpowering, then calming. I breathe deeply. Everyone is wearing white robes, like ghosts floating through deep passageways of stone, kissing walls and murmuring prayers.
They're singing and praying.
This is my guide, Mucha. He's also a deacon.
Every Sunday morning time, there is a special ceremony in Orthodox Church. Then this is the rising of Jesus Christ.
As a photographer, I'm thinking that the white clothing will be a nice contrast with the dark volcanic stone they've come to pray towards. Every morning in Lalibela, I wake up before sunrise, walk to the same church that's in the article, and with my camera, I wait. I've learned that to get a good shot, you can't chase it. It has to come to you. So many times I've wandered around, frustrated and lost in a foreign country, and it's when I sit down, out of exhaustion, I see it. The perfect angle, the perfect shot. The struggles of an entire day are worth it for that 1/60th of a second, as the shutter opens and closes, all in the blink of an eye. It's a beautiful feeling, but I'm here to get the same photo that's in the National Geographic. Mucha shows up with the sunrise.
And it's a wonderful church in the town, which is called Bet Georgis. Bet means house. Georgis means one of saints.
George,
yeah.
I hand the article to Mucha. I notice the photographer's name is also George.
Okay. So as I explain, this is from the National Geographic.
Yeah.
Now, if I took this photo, where would I have to be?
Before there was one big olive tree around here.
So you think he was in a tree?
Maybe. You can get more than this picture. Yeah. Nice photo.
Well, I want to try to get this one exactly.
Yeah.
So to figure out where he was.
No, I think he was here.
You can't even see the church from this tree.
Yeah.
So why are you climbing it?
I want to see again.
Okay, go ahead. You're climbing the wrong tree.
Yeah.
Yes. So if the tree is in the shot, it's not that tree. Okay, I just hiked through a cemetery.
We climb up a hill all the way into someone's yard, and a woman is demanding money. I'm too busy trying to move a donkey. I'm starting to lose it.
I think it was a helicopter.
Which?
This photo.
Maybe helicopter.
Yeah, I think it was a helicopter. Can you get me a helicopter?
Now?
Yeah.
Maybe now.
Okay, so maybe if we got a bunch of these donkeys, it smells great, right? Mm-hmm. We're surrounded by donkeys. Maybe we can tie them together and they can...
Climbing?
Flying, yeah.
Maybe.
I was hoping this would be the pinnacle, the height, literally, of my photography career. I'm going to take this photo in 55 millimeter, and here we go. Let me just get another one. I look at the picture. It's not it. Salam. This is the one shot I needed in order to be like a professional.
Before sunset, I shoot for about an hour near the base of the church, working with a priest in colored robes and amulets, walking him in and out of the entrance to get the best light. I don't check the images. till I come out.
I just realized I took all these photographs at the wrong image. I put them all as JPEGs. I can't shoot JPEGs.
After all that, I had done the professional equivalent of shooting with my lens cap on, shooting compressed images that my photo agent won't accept.
The sun is setting. My guide has left me. I am now all alone on top of St. George's. The sun's gone behind a cloud, so I don't have the dramatic angles I wanted.
While I was squatting, stewing in my own stupidity,
you want a photograph?
A group of Ethiopians came by, wanting to have their picture taken, implied by one guy pointing to his camera.
So you want the church in the...
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure I could manage to work his little Instamatic film camera, but there's some confusion as I get up and try to take it from him. It becomes clear in the universal tourist language of grinning and pointing that he doesn't want me to take his picture.
No, no, with you.
He wants a picture taken with me.
Oh, with me?
Ah, together with you.
Oh, okay. Why do you want a photograph with me?
I have no reason.
Oh, no reason.
My watchful guide appears, and I invite him to join the photo. Mucha is having a ball.
Ethiopian sometimes take one picture with you because we love it, white people.
I give someone my huge digital SLR to take a group photo. He handles it awkwardly, but in no time, looks like a pro when his entire face is eclipsed behind the enormity of it. God, I think, do I look like that when I take people's pictures? No wonder I don't get many smiles.
Really, this picture, it will be good.
Did it click, click?
Press hard, sir. Good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Eventually, the group leaves, but so has the sun. It's too dark to shoot now, so I pack my camera away. Mucha, seeing me start to put away my recorder, asks if he can sing a song. I give him the microphone. Though I don't understand a word, I finally see the most beautiful picture yet, a deacon sitting on a rock face where pilgrims carved a church over 800 years ago, singing with the same pious love that shaped the stone. The sun recently gone down behind a red African haze. The photograph just can't capture this moment. So instead, I close my eyes and take a mental picture. The most beautiful image I've ever taken.
You can hear more pieces like these at the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. The Nature Conservancy provides support for this podcast, online at nature.org/stories, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. I'm Samantha Brown in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. Join us next week.